What's going on, everybody out there in the listening community? It's your girl, Yvette, with another episode of This Ain't For Everybody. So today, I thought I'd come to you and talk about focus. You know, back in December when I first started this whole journey of getting my house built, I was like, okay, I got this, I can do this. And I put so many projects that I was working on the back burner, focusing just solely on everything that I needed to do for my home. Now, you know, the house is finished, I moved in, I love it, yay. But I still have this whole spirit of procrastination and laziness all over me. It's holding on so tight, it's ridiculous. But anyway, I was just thinking about that because I have been sick for like the last couple of weeks. And it's not necessarily just like sick, I'm coughing and, you know, all of that kind of stuff, but it's more so just like breathing issues. So I haven't really worked out. I haven't really just taken that time out to rest either. However, as I was sitting at home today, I was just like, you know what? I have so much that I need to do, and I really need to focus on getting it done. Because when I was talking to a couple of my friends, and I was talking to them about how, you know, I feel at this point in the game on these steroids for almost, 2 weeks, I feel as though I should be breathing better. But I'm still having some difficulties when it comes to breathing, like walking and talking on the phone. It's just such a difficult task. And I have started to wear my mask again because these lungs are precious, you know, and it's hard to walk with a mask on as well. But anyways, as I was sitting here and I was talking to, you know, friends of mine, they were telling me how they felt like I needed to just rest, you know, sit down, rest, take some time out. Because if I don't take this time out to rest, God will set me down. And I remember the last time God set me down, I mean, he set my black butt down. Like, I was out. I was done. Because when you run and you pour into other people and you're not pouring into you and you're not taking that time to rest, reflect, self-care, you are going to get sick and God is going to sit you down. So as I was sitting home today, I was like, I really have a lot of projects that I put on the back burner when I was, you know, getting this house together that I need to start working on today that I should be finished and solidifying, because I'm not trying to work all hard for the rest of my life. I gotta have that passive income coming in, you know. So I really gotta focus, you know. It's about focusing. It's about really carving out that time to build your brand, to level up, you know, and you want the people around you to constantly be leveling up too. You don't want to be the only person in your circle that's leveling up, that's progressing, because then you become stagnant. So you got to start trying to network, finding those new groups of friends, finding those people who are going to push you to be the best you that you can be. And I know, because, you know, we like get tired, we work a whole 40 hours a week, and then you got to come home and put in time for what it is that you are doing for yourself, for your happiness, for your life. But to whom much is given, much is required. And if you don't put that time in, you will not see the fruits of your labor. And that's what I have been thinking about today. And I just wanted to share that with you because I really feel like that's important, especially right now, especially for me. And that has been this message, really, this message has been pressing in my spirit today, that if I don't put forth the effort, if I don't focus, if I don't, you know, rejuvenate my mind, body, and spirit, I'm going to be sitting down for a minute, you know? So the moral of this is you got to focus to get the things done that you are called to do. And you also got to rest. You got to make sure you take that time out for that quiet time, that self-reflection, that peace that you need throughout the day so that you can energize. And you also got to have people pour back into you, or have your cup filled up however you need it to be filled up. So, whatever it is that you're doing, I wish you all the best. I want you to know that you got this. I want you to know that you can do it. Just keep pressing forward. Keep being wonderful. Keep working hard, and you will see the fruits of your labor. Okay? This has been your girl, Yvette, with another episode of This Ain't For Everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And as always, activate your faith.